Watch this. 2 months ago, your ex-wife filed for divorce. The papers were brutal. The custody battle was worse. She blocked you on everything, told mutual friends you were the problem, and made the separation as painful as humanly possible. You handled it. You got a lawyer, protected your assets, focused on your kids, and started rebuilding your life from scratch. Then, out of nowhere, she reappears. A casual text pops up. Hey, can we talk about the kids' schedule? But the tone isn't about the kids. It's soft, friendly, almost flirty. Like the divorce never happened. Like she didn't destroy your marriage, drain your bank account, and turn your children's lives upside down. This moment is a test. How you respond determines whether you maintain the boundaries you built or fall back into the emotional chaos that already destroyed you once. Most divorced men fail this test catastrophically because they still have weakness for the woman who wrecked their lives. What if I told you that when your ex-wife comes back acting casual, it's not reconciliation, it's reconnaissance. She's testing whether you're still her emotional safety net, her financial backup, her validation supply. And if you respond with anything other than cold, calculated boundaries, you confirm that you are. I'm going to reveal exactly why your ex-wife returns like nothing happened, the traps divorced men fall into, and the only responses that protect your sanity, your assets, and your future. This isn't about winning her back. This is about never being used again. Before we go deeper, you need to understand exactly why she's coming back now. Let me break this down for you. Your ex-wife isn't returning because she misses you. She's returning because something in her current situation failed. Maybe the relationship she left you for collapsed. Maybe her new boyfriend realized she's difficult and bailed. Maybe she's drowning in bills now that your income isn't covering her lifestyle. Her validation supply ran dry. Divorce gives women an initial surge of attention. Friends rallying, new men pursuing, social media sympathy. But that surge doesn't last. 6 months post-divorce, reality hits. The attention fades, and she remembers you were consistent, reliable validation. Financial pressure is crushing her. Many women discover post-divorce that alimony and child support don't cover the lifestyle they had when married. Rent increases, car payments, childcare costs she didn't anticipate. Suddenly, the man she divorced for not being enough starts looking like financial stability she took for granted. Loneliness and fear are setting in. Being a divorced single mother in her late 30s or 40s isn't the empowering adventure she thought it would be. Dating is brutal. Quality men aren't interested in high baggage situations. She's aging, her options are shrinking, and the reality of growing old alone is terrifying. Her return acting casual is a psychological test. She's checking whether you're still emotionally accessible. If you respond warmly, you confirm that divorce didn't change your availability. You're still the same man she could control. That confirmation means she can continue using you for emotional support, logistical help, and validation whenever convenient, without offering anything real in return. Something shifts here. Most divorced men fall into predictable emotional traps that destroy them all over again. Many still have deep emotional attachment to their ex-wives. The moment she reappears with soft energy, relief floods their system. Maybe she realized she made a mistake. Maybe we can fix this for the kids. That relief is dangerous because it blinds you to reality. Her behavior reveals she hasn't changed. She's still operating without accountability, still expecting you to accommodate her without explanation. But relief makes you ignore those red flags because you want the pain to stop. Divorced men often carry guilt about the marriage ending. Even when she initiated it, when she returns friendly, that guilt intensifies. Maybe if I'm supportive now, I can prove I'm better than she thought. This guilt makes you vulnerable to accepting behavior you should reject. Her casual return reactivates hope about family restoration. You imagine the kids having both parents again, holidays together, stability returning. This hope makes you willing to overlook her disrespectful approach because the fantasy outcome seems worth the compromise. But hope built on her convenience isn't hope. It's desperation. Pay attention to this part. Her return creates intense curiosity. Where has she been? Who was she with? Why now? Most divorced men become so focused on getting answers that they engage enthusiastically. But that curiosity-driven engagement gives her exactly what she wants: your attention and emotional investment, without requiring accountability. I know a guy, Marcus, 43, divorced 2 years. His ex ghosted him during a brutal custody battle, blocked everywhere. 8 months later, casual text. "Hey, can we talk?" He replied, warm, accommodating. Within 3 weeks, she was calling for emotional support, using him for free babysitting on her date nights, borrowing money, dating other guys while keeping him as her safety net. He finally saw it. She didn't want him back. She wanted him available. Next, casual text. He waited 2 days, replied, "What do you need about the kids?" No warmth, pure function. She got angry, called him cold. He didn't respond. That silence taught her what her casual return couldn't erase. He'd evolved past being her backup. "Stay with me here. Your first strategic decision when your ex-wife returns is whether to require acknowledgement before any engagement. High-value men don't allow people who destroyed them to waltz back without explanation. This doesn't mean being emotional or angry. It means calmly expecting basic respect. A simple response. You filed for divorce, made it ugly, and now you're texting like we're friends. I don't operate that way. If you need something, be direct. If you want to talk, acknowledge what happened first." Requiring acknowledgement establishes boundaries for any future contact. It communicates that your time and emotional well-being deserve consideration. If she's unwilling to provide basic acknowledgement, you've learned everything you need to know about whether she's changed. How she responds reveals her character immediately. A person with integrity will acknowledge the divorce and provide reasonable explanation. Someone who doubles down on casual energy or gets defensive is revealing she still doesn't respect you. That information protects you from re-entering a dynamic that already destroyed you. Feel that resistance. Requiring acknowledgement sounds harsh. That's the voice that kept you accommodating her disrespect for years. That voice prioritizes her comfort over your dignity. Listen to it, recognize it, then ignore it. A woman who respects you won't need to be told. She'll acknowledge naturally. Listen carefully to what I'm about to say. One of the most powerful responses is implementing delayed response protocol. When she disappeared into divorce proceedings, she demonstrated your feelings didn't matter. When she returns acting casual, you mirror that energy by not responding immediately. Her text comes through. Your heart rate spikes. Muscle memory from years of responding immediately. Old you dropped everything, replied in 30 seconds. New you, finish your workout, shower, make dinner. 6 hours later, what do you need? 4 words, zero emotion. That's not games. That's demonstrating your life doesn't revolve around her schedule anymore. Your response timing reveals your priorities. Immediate responses suggest hearing from her takes precedence over everything else. Delayed responses suggest her contact is something you'll address when convenient. This recalibration reverses the power dynamic where she controlled communication and you reacted. Taking hours or days to respond allows you to regulate emotions and craft thoughtful replies rather than reacting from hope or residual attachment. Emotional regulation ensures your response comes from strength, not the vulnerability that made you easy to manipulate during marriage. Here's what's actually happening. Sometimes the most powerful response is matching her casual energy with equal disinterest. Brief, polite but completely unengaged messages that don't invite extended conversation or express excitement about reconnecting. This energy matching prevents her from having the satisfaction of knowing she can destroy your life, disappear, and return to warm reception whenever convenient. If she's not investing effort in explaining her absence or showing genuine remorse, you don't invest effort in welcoming her back. Her casual return reveals she sees you as an option, not a priority. Casual dismissal reclassifies her the same way, someone you might respond to if necessary for kids or logistics, but not someone you prioritize emotionally. This protects your healing while leaving the door open for her to demonstrate respect if she chooses. Casual dismissal requires genuine outcome independence, being truly okay with whether she stays interested or disappears again. This indifference is powerful because it's rare. Most divorced men are still emotionally reactive to their ex-wives. When you're genuinely indifferent, it disrupts her expectations completely. For men who prefer direct communication, confronting her behavior head-on can be devastatingly effective. You filed for divorce, made it a nightmare, and now you're texting like we're buddies. That's not how this works. If you need something regarding the kids, say it directly. If you want something else, acknowledge what you put me through first. This approach makes her disrespectful behavior explicit and forces her to either acknowledge it or reveal that she's incapable of accountability. Direct confrontation allows you to communicate your standards clearly and establish consequences. If you're not willing to acknowledge your behavior and the damage it caused, then we communicate only about the kids through formal channels. I don't engage with people who don't respect my boundaries. These consequences give her a clear choice: meet your standards or lose access to your emotional availability entirely. Now here's where it gets dark. Sometimes the most powerful response is no response at all. Complete silence, total radio blackout. When your ex-wife returns acting casual after divorce, ignoring her entirely sends the clearest message possible. Your behavior was so disrespectful that you no longer warrant my attention. Not for explanation, not for closure, not for anything. Silence communicates that disappearing into divorce and returning casual has consequences she can't undo with a friendly text. This silence forces her to confront the possibility that she's lost your attention permanently, not because you're playing games, but because you genuinely don't care anymore. That realization is more powerful than any words you could say. Ignoring her protects your value by refusing to reward disrespectful behavior with attention. This protection maintains your standards and prevents her from learning that she can wreck your life and return without consequence. If she's used to divorced men still being emotionally available regardless of behavior, your silence disrupts that pattern. Most ex-husbands engage, argue, or accommodate. Silence is rare, and that rarity makes it powerful. Ignoring her preserves your emotional and mental energy for people who actually deserve it, rather than spending energy on someone who already proved her character through divorce. You maintain that energy for new relationships, your children, your goals. This is when reality hits. If you choose to engage, you can use her return as an opportunity to extract valuable information. Instead of expressing emotion, ask strategic questions. What made you reach out now? How do you typically handle communication after major conflicts? Use her responses to identify patterns in how she treats people. Her explanations reveal whether this casual re-entry behavior is typical and whether she takes responsibility for its impact. Does she acknowledge the pain divorce caused? Does she minimize it? Does she blame you entirely? Her answers predict future behavior. The information you gather helps you make informed decisions about what level of contact is safe. If she can't acknowledge her behavior or explain her motivations honestly, you know that maintaining any relationship beyond minimal co-parenting is dangerous. She hasn't changed. Focus on this for a second. Your ex-wife's return provides a comprehensive character assessment. Does she acknowledge the divorce and take responsibility for her role? Her willingness to be accountable reveals maturity and whether she's capable of genuine change. How does she explain her absence and current return? Is she honest and direct, or does she make excuses and deflect blame? Her communication style reveals whether she's grown or whether she's still operating from the same broken patterns that ended your marriage. Does she show respect for your boundaries now, or does she continue acting like her convenience is the only consideration? Her respect level indicates whether she sees you as a person or as a resource she can access when needed. What effort does she put into repairing damage caused by how she handled the divorce? Does she apologize? Does she acknowledge pain she caused the kids? Or does she expect you to just move on without taking responsibility? Her effort level reveals how much she actually values functional communication versus just using you when convenient. Each response strategy serves different purposes. Requiring acknowledgement works when you're open to limited reconnection if she demonstrates genuine accountability. Delayed response works when you want to maintain some contact for kids while rebalancing power dynamics. Casual dismissal works when you want functional co-parenting without emotional involvement. Direct confrontation works when you prefer clear communication and want to give her explicit opportunity to meet your standards. Complete silence works when her behavior during divorce was so destructive that she doesn't deserve access to you at all. Strategic information gathering works when you're genuinely undecided and want to assess her character first. Watch what happens when you understand this. How you handle her return sets precedent for all future co-parenting interactions. Your response teaches her what behavior you'll accept. If you reward her casual return with warmth, you're training her that she can treat you poorly without consequence. Functional co-parenting requires mutual respect. If she can't provide basic respect by acknowledging her behavior, she's revealing she's incapable of the respect necessary for healthy co-parenting. That revelation helps you adjust expectations and establish protective boundaries. This is where everything changes. Throughout this situation, maintaining your self-respect is more important than any outcome with your ex-wife. Your standards for how people treat you shouldn't change because you share kids or because she was once your wife. Maintaining consistent standards protects your self-respect and models healthy boundaries for your children. Your time, attention, and emotional energy are valuable resources that should never again be wasted on someone who proved through divorce that she doesn't respect them. Protecting these resources maintains your value and prevents re-traumatization from falling back into toxic dynamics. The way you handle her return affects how you feel about yourself going forward. Responses that compromise your dignity for the sake of keeping peace ultimately damage your confidence and self-worth. But responses that maintain boundaries create positive momentum for all your future relationships. And this is when reality hits. Here's the ultimate truth about how to react when your ex-wife comes back like nothing happened. This is a test. She's testing whether you're still her emotional backup, her validation supply, her safety net. Your response determines whether you pass that test by maintaining boundaries or fail by confirming you're still available for use. When your ex-wife returns acting casual after divorce, it's not reconciliation, it's reconnaissance. She's checking whether you've evolved or whether you're still the same man she could control. Your response answers that question. Require acknowledgement. Delay responses. Match her casual energy with disinterest. Confront directly or ignore completely, but never ever pretend that divorce was nothing. Maintaining standards is more important than maintaining her comfort. Your self-respect doesn't negotiate with her convenience. Outcome independence allows you to respond from strength rather than hope or fear. The situation provides growth regardless of outcome. You either establish boundaries that protect you or you definitively close the door on someone who can't meet basic standards of respect. If this analysis has shown you how to maintain dignity when your ex-wife returns acting casual, smash that like button and subscribe for content that reveals how to handle post-divorce dynamics with strength. Share this with divorced men who need to understand that their ex-wife's return isn't good news. It's a test. And passing that test means protecting yourself, not welcoming her back.